Well, you can't beat pissing out the window, mate. I don't care what anyone says. What a day. What a gay day. Well, I got a few things to cover today. Well, the morning's a bit young. First things first. Having two monitors, dual monitors, that's it. Now, I've never understood that, ever. I've seen pictures and stuff of people having two monitors side by side on their computer desk, and I've always thought, what the fuck do you want that for? But, I got one myself. I thought, I'm going to try it out. I had one lying about one. I tried it, and you know what? It's actually pretty handy. Because if I edit videos or whatever, I can have my video editor on the right screen, and I could have maybe iTunes on the left or vice versa. And it's pretty handy, it's pretty neat. There are a few problems with it though, that get right on my ass. A couple of things. Firstly, it's 2000 and fucking died, going on 2000 and fucking 10. And can you explain to me why Windows 7 doesn't have the ability to stretch the taskbar out so it goes across both screens? Why isn't that an option? Why have I got to download third-party programs that don't do jack and look like shite? Why is it so hard for me to have a taskbar on the other screen? Why can't I have that option? Just to make it fucking consistent. Secondly, none of the programs work well with it. So, I've been by edited program. That's on my right hand screen, screen number 2. I click a button, and I'm like, it's not fucking doing it. It takes me 10 minutes to realise that on screen number 1, which has got nothing but iTunes on it, a dialogue box has appeared, and I can't see that, can I? I'm not going to look over there. Fucking hell. Stupid bastard. You know, my neighbour, old Tattoo Stan as I call her, and I said her, has this weird craze, this weird obsession on walking around watering her garden. She must be about 60. She looks like she'd rather have a good fight than a good dinner. She's got more tattoos and fucking, I don't know what, she reminds me of giant haystacks. And she has this strange habit of walking around the garden watering the plants fucking braless in a vest. Think of that. I caught that full on the other day. I was looking out the window, I said, what's that noise? And there they were, like two ferrets in a potato sack. That's fucking grim, that is. And you can tell she's a rough old sort. Because I heard her having a go at her husband the other day. He came in the door from a hard day's grafting, and all I hear through the walls, through the fucking walls of my house, is, if you don't like that, if you don't want to eat that, that's all you're fucking getting, you cunt. Now, I don't know what's up with that. I really don't. But if I was him, she'd be spitting teeth before she finished that sentence. That's how you don't talk to someone like that. I don't care who they are. Jesus Christ. Bit of respect, he says, effing and blinding. I've run out of time now, and I bet 5 minutes is a long time to waste. Nope, still got 40 seconds left to waste your time. Well, I've got 30 seconds left. Let me quickly say that this audio boot program is seriously revising, because last night it fucked up again, and I almost put a boo on that was so explicit I would have been banned from every website on the planet, because I thought I'd lost my recording again. It did fuck up, and it put it up as untitled, even though I named it. But we'll see if this one fucks up and all. Anyway, I'll see you later.